Welcome everybody, and we welcome you to this week's 5-minute update, where we look at the news from the past week and relate it to major Bible prophecies of the end of days, where we focus on the prophecies of the nations to divide the land of Israel, Joel chapter 3 verse 2, and the city of Jerusalem, Zechariah chapter 14. And verse 2, which will result in the judgment of the nations. The judgment will be an economic collapse of the nations, as well as war between the nations. The nations, as a result of economic collapse and war, will restructure and set up world government, one world currency. And while this is happening, events will be triggered from the creation of a Palestinian state that will set in motion the prophecies to end the exile of the 12 tribes of Israel, wherein they will be united and return to the land of Israel. So we are seeking to be prepared for these events happening. Before I get into this week's news articles, I'd like to encourage everybody to come with us on a tour to Israel. Monty, Judah, and I will be co-sponsoring a tour to Israel November the 7th through the 18th. And if you're interested in that tour and you want a packet of information regarding it, you can write to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 81, Strasburg, Ohio, 44680, and ask for the Israel trip packet. Alternatively, you can go to the Hebraic Heritage Ministries website at hebroots.org, and there is a banner there for the Israel tour. And if you click on that banner, it will take you to an application form where you could submit your desire to participate in the tour. And so there's going to be people from Beit Yaakov who will be on that trip. And so if you would like to go to Israel with Monty, Judah, and myself, as well as members from Beit Yaakov Hebraic congregation, then we think it would be a wonderful opportunity for you to not only see the land, but to do so with people who you'll have an excellent time of fellowship with while you are there. So this week's update, as usual, is very insightful, very important. Personally, I've been waiting since Netanyahu and Obama's meeting that they had earlier in the United States, wherein Obama really mistreated Netanyahu and gave him multiple demands and requested that Netanyahu get back with Obama regarding those demands. Now, Netanyahu is supposed to get back the Saturday prior to Passover, but Netanyahu waited until after the Passover season to reply. And now we're getting information regarding exactly the position of the Israeli government, and it appears as though Israel is appeasing the United States and giving in to many and most of the demands of the United States. And what we learned this week is that Israel is giving in to the demand to halt Jewish construction in East Jerusalem. Now, the Israeli government has not officially announced that, but behind the scenes, they are not doing anything to allow Jewish building to go forward. There is, in essence, a non-publicized freeze. Furthermore, what I'm going to be sharing with you is that the decisions that the Israeli government has made has pleased the United States and pleased the Palestinian Authority. And there's going to be a meeting Saturday, May the 1st, with the Arab League, and they most likely are going to approve talks with the Palestinians with Israel, wherein most likely they're going to be giving a time frame for the talks to yield results. And I am expecting the Arab League to give once again a 4-month time frame for there to be an agreement from the talks. Now, what I'm also going to share with you is that if the talks do not yield an agreement to establish a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as a capital, the United States is already putting out information, whereas they are willing this fall in September or October to call a meeting of quartet, and that is the United States, Europe, Russia, and the United Nations, to declare their support for a Palestinian state and to perhaps get one declared through the United Nations with the UN resolution, assuming that Israel fails during the process to agree to a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. And so myself, for many years, for the last 10, 15 years, I have been expecting that whenever, in whatever year the peace agreement is made, that the agreement would be made at the fall holiday season. And this year, that happens to be in September. Now, the way this is playing out, it looks like September is going to be the deadline for an agreement. And I believe now, with the November elections coming up, that Obama would like what he would regard as a diplomatic victory. And I think he would like to see an agreement to establish a Palestinian state prior to the November elections, that he could say that he is doing a good job to try to encourage American voters to vote Democratic this November. And so let me read the articles that outline these things. The first one is from WorldNet Daily, April the 27th. The headline is, "A Palestinian official says Israel agrees to halt all Jewish construction." And the decision on Jerusalem, made under intense pressure from the United States, satisfies the Palestinians. The article reads, "Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to quietly halt all Jewish construction in eastern Jerusalem as a confidence-building measure toward the Palestinian Authority as demanded by the Obama administration," a top Palestinian Authority official told WorldNet Daily. The Palestinian official said Netanyahu will not make a public declaration on the subject for fear of upsetting his nationalist coalition, which would be forced to respond to any public Jewish construction freeze in Jerusalem. The official said that while the Jerusalem freeze would not be announced, no new Jewish construction in the eastern sections of the city will be approved by the local municipality. The official said the agreement, brokered last week by George Mitchell, Obama's envoy to the Middle East, satisfies the Palestinian Authority's precondition for beginning direct negotiations with Israel aimed at creating a Palestinian state. The official also said Mitchell extracted a pledge from Netanyahu that he will extend a 10-month halt to all Jewish construction in the West Bank that he implemented last November. He also has, as so-called confidence-building gesture to the Palestinians demanded by the Obama administration. The next article, from the Jerusalem Post, "East Jerusalem construction frozen." This is April the 26th. The government has imposed a de facto freeze on new Jewish construction in East Jerusalem despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's public insistence it would not be stopped in the face of U.S. pressure, Jerusalem municipal officials said Monday. The apparent freeze would likely reflect Netanyahu's need to mend a serious rift with the U.S. over Israeli construction on lands the Palestinians claim for a future state and to bring the Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Jerusalem Councilman Meir Margalit of Meretz said top Jerusalem officials intimately involved with construction projects told him Netanyahu's office ordered a freeze after Israel infuriated Washington last month by announcing plans for more housing in East Jerusalem's Ramat Shlomo during a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. The government ordered the Interior Ministry immediately after the Biden incident to not even talk about new construction for Jewish homes in East Jerusalem, Margalit said. It's not just that building has stopped. The committees that deal with this are not even meeting anymore. Ask about Margalit's claim that a freeze order was in effect. The government spokesman Mark Ragev replied, following the Biden visit and the mishap, the Prime Minister asked that a mechanism be put in place to prevent a recurrence of this kind of debacle. And so those articles tell us that, in effect, Israel has agreed to cease building Jewish homes in East Jerusalem, satisfying a U.S. demand. Next article. From the Jerusalem Post, April the 27th, Mahmoud Abbas says he's ready for proximity talks. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's readiness to enter proximity talks with Israel, which he announced during an interview with Channel 2 Monday evening, follows assurances the Palestinians received from U.S. Special Middle East Envoy George Mitchell that the Israeli government would effectively freeze construction of new homes in some of Jerusalem's neighborhood, a Palestinian official in Ramallah told the Jerusalem Post. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised the Americans that the Ramat Shlomo housing project won't take place, at least not in the near future, the official told the Post. Netanyahu has also promised to refrain from taking provocative measures in the city, such as publishing new house tenures or demolishing Arab homes under the pretext that they will be built without permission. During the Channel 2 interview, Abbas said he would seek the Arab League's assent to such talks on May the 1st and hoped the League's decision would be positive. He also indicated possible flexibility on the issue of Netanyahu's demand for any future Palestinian state to be demilitarized. He said he has agreed with former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert that a U.S.-commanded NATO force or a similar force could be deployed to allay Israeli security concerns. From the Jerusalem Post, April the 26th, Mahmoud Abbas says, I want to work with Netanyahu. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Monday declared his willingness to work with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, adding that he hoped to get Arab League approval for indirect proximity talks on May the 1st. Try me, Abbas told Channel 2. I say on behalf of the Palestinian Liberation Organization that we are prepared for an agreement. He said that the U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell has put forward various ideas on his recent trips to the region, and that the PLO would present its proposal to the Arab League on the first day of May. I hope the response will be a positive one, he said. So, therefore, as a result of Israel giving in to U.S. demands, including no more Jewish building in East Jerusalem, the Palestinians are now interested in going forward with talks with Israel. From the Jerusalem Post, April the 27th, Netanyahu said, as far as he's concerned, proximity talks can start next week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu alluded to the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process at a Likud convention in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, saying that he would be happy to begin proximity talks as soon as next week. I was satisfied to hear yesterday that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas was ready to resume talks, Netanyahu told the assembled Likud members. We are committed to a real peace process. We support peace. He warned, however, that any peace agreement with the Palestinians would have to safeguard what he termed Israel's vital interests. We insist that the Palestinians recognize Israel as the Jewish homeland, the Prime Minister said, adding that the solution would have to the issue of the Palestinian refugees without necessitating their return to Israel. The Prime Minister then referred to differences of opinion within the Likud party itself, saying that Likud member Moshe Feiglin, who is an Orthodox Jew, and his supporters constitute an extremist minority that was a threat to party unity. The messianic extremist group, he said, was trying to force on us a path that is foreign to us. Now, Moshe Feiglin opposes a Palestinian state. Moshe Feiglin opposes the dividing of Jerusalem. So this statement by Netanyahu is very significant and very telling, given that Moshe Feiglin, who is an Orthodox Jew, who is a member of the Likud party, that is Benjamin Netanyahu's party, that he does not support a Palestinian state. He does not support dividing Jerusalem. The fact that Netanyahu calls him a messianic extremist and Feiglin is trying to force on us a path that is foreign to us, you could read between the lines that Netanyahu is willing, in principle, to create a Palestinian state and even divide Jerusalem. Now, the article goes on to say, also during his speech, Netanyahu announced that he would visit Egypt on Monday and meet with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The next article, April the 25th, from Haaretz.com, the headline is, Indirect Israel-Palestinian Peace Talks to Begin by the Middle of May. Proximity talks between Israel and the Palestinians will start no later than mid-May, officials involved in efforts to renew the peace process said on Saturday. On Sunday, Abbas's aide said that the Palestinian leader may meet Obama soon. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said that the Palestinians requested such a meeting and were told by Obama's envoy that the U.S. leader would see Abbas in the near future. Erekat said Sunday that no date was set. Another aide, Yasser Abed Rabo, told Palestinian radio that there is talk about an invitation for Abbas to visit the United States, possibly during May. European officials who have met in recent days with senior officials at the White House and the State Department got the impression that the Obama administration did not expect that the proximity talks would produce any agreement. Officials in Washington say that the talks with the Palestinians will force Netanyahu to reveal his positions beyond those outlined in his speech at Bar-Ilan University last June, where there Netanyahu said he supported a Palestinian state. What the United States wants to know is whether Netanyahu is willing to divide Jerusalem and make East Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state. And that's what the United States would like to find out in these talks. Now, the article goes on to say the Americans say that if Netanyahu takes an uncompromising stance in the negotiations, meaning that he's not willing to divide Jerusalem, like the one he displays in public, the Labor Party, that is the party of Ehud Barak, the defense minister, might quit the government, which will cause a need for new Israeli elections. So Netanyahu is being pressured within his coalition to make an agreement to establish a Palestinian state. Meanwhile, April the 26th from Haaretz, the headline is, Netanyahu is open to discussing the core issues in peace talks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell yesterday that he's willing to discuss the core issues of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, namely Jerusalem, borders, and security arrangements, as part of the proximity talks with the Palestinian Authority. The Prime Minister told Mitchell that as a part of the indirect talks, he would be open to a frank exchange of views regarding the core issues. Senior officials in the Obama administration expressed satisfaction with the results of Mitchell's visit to Israel, which ended yesterday. We are encouraged following the visit regarding the likelihood of progress in the peace process, the official said. The U.S. envoy will return to the region next week for more meetings with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Netanyahu. Mitchell met with Netanyahu for a breakfast meeting, after which the Prime Minister told his cabinet that Israel wants to immediately begin the peace process. The United States wants to begin the peace process immediately. I can only hope that the Palestinians will also begin the peace process immediately. We will know in the coming days if the process will begin. I hope that it does. A source close to Netanyahu noted yesterday that the Palestinians want the renewed approval of the Arab League before agreeing to hold talks with Israel. On the basis of the information available, such approval is very likely to be given, the source said. Now, these next two and final articles regarding the current situation with the peace process are very significant, because YNetNews.com, April the 29th, is reporting that the Palestinians are saying that Obama has pledged to act if these talks fail. And the subheadline is, Palestinian official says U.S. envoy George Mitchell handed President Abbas a letter containing U.S. commitment to take steps against Israel and the Palestinians if either side undermines indirect peace talks. Of course, the Obama administration is not going to accuse the Palestinians of undermining peace talks. Only Israel if they don't agree to give up Jerusalem. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to take action against Israel or the Palestinians if either undermines indirect peace talks, a senior Palestinian official said on Thursday. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said that in a letter handed to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas by U.S. envoy George Mitchell during a meeting last week, Obama pledged to hold both parties accountable. Obama called on President Abbas to return to the negotiations, pledging that if either party hinders them or takes provocative steps during the indirect negotiations, there is an American commitment to take steps against it, and there will be a reevaluation of U.S. administration's policy toward it, the official said. Of course, this language is all directed toward Israel, that if Israel does any building in Jerusalem during the time of the talks, that is what the United States would regard as a provocative action. And the United States, Barack Obama, is saying that the United States is willing to take steps against Israel should that happen. During the meeting with Abbas, Mitchell confirmed that the American administration was pledged and committed to taking such steps, including revising and reviewing U.S. policy toward Israel, the official added. And that policy would mean the U.S. not preventing a U.N. resolution against Israel from being made. And it also could include economically boycotting Israel in some way, either alone or with cooperation with the European Union. Those are possible actions that the United States could take if Israel does something in Jerusalem that is not acceptable to the United States and the Palestinians. The article goes on to say that the steps could include United States refraining from using its permanent veto to protect Israel if the Palestinians were to seek a UN Security Council resolution against continued settlement activity, the official said. And this last article is also very significant, very telling as to what the United States is thinking what President Obama is willing to do and what he's seeking to achieve. This is April the 30th from Haaretz. And Obama is willing to call a international peace summit if Mideast talks fail. U.S. President Barack Obama has told several European leaders that if Israeli-Palestinian talks remain stalemated into September or October, and this is going to imply that the Arab League is going to give about 4 months for there to be an agreement on a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. That should there not be an agreement, that would take us into September or October, that Obama is saying he will convene an international summit on achieving peace, senior Israeli officials told Haaretz yesterday. The officials said the conference would be run by the quartet of Middle East peacemakers, that is the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia, in a bid to forge a united global front for creating a Palestinian state. The summit, they said, would address such core issues as borders, security arrangements, Palestinian refugees, and the status of Jerusalem. Obama is determined to exert his influence to establish a Palestinian state, the officials said, and several European leaders have vowed that the European Union would support any peace plan proposed by the United States. Therefore, though so-called proximity talks start in the coming weeks, Obama is already readying for the possibility that the indirect Israeli-Palestinian talks might reach a dead end. The U.S. proposal would likely be presented by the end of the year, the official said. Tomorrow night, that is Saturday, May the 1st, Arab League foreign ministers will convene to reiterate their support for Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to begin the U.S.-mediated talks. The Arab bloc is expected to demand that the negotiations show progress within 4 months, which is what they originally specified at the beginning of February. September, October will thus be critical months in determining whether the talks have borne fruit. The UN General Assembly will reconvene in late September, and that month will also mark 1 year since Obama hosted a largely unproductive trilateral summit with Abbas and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In addition, September 26 marks the end of the 10-month period Israel allotted for a freeze on West Bank settlement construction, and Netanyahu will have to decide whether to allow such building to be resumed. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has a full diplomatic schedule next week. On Monday, he will travel to Sharm el-Sheikh for talks with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak on restarting the peace process. Mubarak will likely ask Netanyahu to make goodwill gestures toward the Palestinians to demonstrate the seriousness of his intentions to advance negotiations. U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell will return to the region later in the week, Netanyahu and Abbas, for discussions that may serve as the first round of proximity talks. Abbas said that we want our Palestinian state to be declared under an international agreement, Abbas told the agency while visiting the Jordanian capital of Amman yesterday. If this could not happen, that is, if they cannot make an agreement with Israel, the Arabs will go to the UN Security Council to get recognition of Palestinian statehood. So the United States is already positioning themselves that should these talks fail, that they're going to get recognition for a Palestinian state through the UN Security Council, and they're going to call an international meeting of the quartet to declare their support for a Palestinian state. So the pressure upon Israel to agree to a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital is going to be intense here between now and September. And should Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, for whatever reason, decide not to make an agreement, it will result in international isolation of Israel and the international community united and supporting and endorsing and possibly approving a Palestinian state. So with the Obama administration that determined to see an agreement for a Palestinian state, I believe that one way or another, we will see the creation of a Palestinian state by the end of this fall. Personally, I am looking for it to happen in the September time frame because that's the time of the fall festivals this year. Now, in order to get a confirmation of the interpretation of Daniel's 70-week prophecy, wherein that 2010 would begin a seven-year unit of time, as we have concluded the 62-year unit, we will be starting the seven-year unit of time, that because the counting goes from Shavuot to Shavuot, that in order to confirm that this is the incorrect interpretation of the prophecy, we would need to see an agreement on Jerusalem, because everything's about Jerusalem. We need to see an agreement on Jerusalem. That means a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, and even making Jerusalem an international city. We would have that agreement sometime between Shavuot of 2010 and Shavuot 2011. Within that year, there would need to be an agreement on Jerusalem. And it appears that with the will of the international community and with the way that President Obama is approaching this and really putting pressure upon Israel to make an agreement or suffer the consequences, it looks very likely that there is going to be an agreement for a Palestinian state that's going to make Jerusalem an international city and the East Jerusalem, the capital of a Palestinian state, the way that the negotiations are being positioned as we are now getting information regarding how the United States wants the talks to proceed. And so I had made a statement earlier that I believe that we had entered the second stage of the battle over Jerusalem. And the first stage ended with Netanyahu's decision to enact a building freeze in the West Bank, but to hold his ground regarding East Jerusalem, at least publicly. And that resulted in Obama calling Netanyahu to have a meeting regarding the situation, putting demands upon him. Now, the Israeli response to those demands is going to be the result of the second stage of the battle over Jerusalem. So in the second stage, we are seeing that Israel is seeking to appease the United States and the United States demands. And the concluding results of these talks, which is looking like is going to go through the month of September, there's going to be given about a four-month period for there to be an agreement regarding the talks. Now, whatever decision comes about from this period of time of the talks is most likely going to be the conclusion of the second stage of the battle of Jerusalem. And so the way things go regarding these peace talks and the position that Israel takes and then the position that the nations in the United States makes as a result of whatever is concluded from the results of the talks will be that second phase, and then we'll be entering into the third phase as things look most likely this fall. So things still look like they're on course to affirm the prophecy of the 70 weeks of Daniel, wherein we're going to be in the count of the last seven, perhaps in 2010. Now, the last article for the update is from the worldtribune.com, April the 23rd. And the headline is, Israel pledged to Obama no 2000 attack, no 2010 attack on Iran. Israel was said to have pledged not to conduct an airstrike against Iran in 2010. Officials said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu relayed this pledge during meetings with President Barack Obama and Vice President Joseph Biden in March and April of 2010. They said the Prime Minister agreed to wait until the imposition of U.S.-led sanctions on Iran. They agreed the next step is the step that we, the President of the United States, have initiated in conjunction with the European powers, the NATO powers, Biden said. Officials said the administration has placed heavy pressure on Israel against an attack on Iran for at least another year. They said the Obama administration would need a year to determine whether sanctions on Iran work. And that is in line with what Pastor Lindsey Williams shared with us regarding his talk with a global elite person, wherein he conveyed that the globalists are not planning a Middle East war in 2010, but they are planning one in 2011. So if the United States can get Israel to not attack Iran, and if because of the talks that Hezbollah and Syria is going to hold off from attacking Israel to see what the results of the talks produce, then that's got to go along with the plan of the globalist to not have war in the Middle East until 2011. And so I believe that this week's update and the information that we have from this week's news is very significant in giving us information to allow us to see the course of events and where they're heading here as we go into the summer and the fall. And definitely, it is the position of the United States, as we have seen from the information provided, that they would like to see an agreement, one way or the other, to establish a Palestinian state by this fall. So, ultimately, we're going to have to keep watching to see how things develop, to see if there actually is an agreement or not, and see if we can get confirmation about this beginning the last 7-year countdown until the return of Yeshua the Messiah setting his feet down on the Mount of Olives. Now, until we do it again, shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.